southeastern gate. The entry gates to a Roman city were placed at the point where the main traffic roads coincided with the walled area that defined the urban space or pomerium. Generally, a Roman city had four gates that corresponded to the edges of the two main streets following the north-south and east-west directions. The gates were flanked by towers that were reinforced as a precautionary measure, creating control points for the people and commercial traffic accessing the city. The Roman city of Capera followed this classic design and had a minimum of four access gates. The southeastern gate was located at the end of the Cardo Maximus and served as an entrance and exit point towards the south of the city, also linking the city center with the amphitheater. This gate was around 4 meters wide, enabling it to admit vehicles with large loads. It was flanked by two towers that were powerful, semicircular defensive bastions. The towers supported a vaulted section that actually comprised the gate and gave continuity to the wall on the upper section. It has not been possible to determine the height with complete surety, but hypotheses point to a height of approximately 4 meters. Access to the urban center could be made by taking a stretch of road paved with granite slabs that preceded the gate. On the walls of the gate, you can see some cracks in the rock that show where the hinges of the gates themselves once hung. These hinges would have been made with wood reinforced with elements of forged iron. Due to the traces of use, it has been possible to determine that the gates were opened from the inside out. Inside the towers are two small spaces that may have served to establish an access control service.